news today, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
The Supreme Court ruled Wednesday that two battleground states, Pennsylvania and North Carolina, can extend their deadlines for accepting absentee ballots after Election Day. The court refused a request from Pennsylvania Republicans for a ruling before the Tuesday election on whether the state can continue counting mail-in ballots for another 3 days. But at least three justices, Alito, Thomas, and Gorsuch, are apparently open to taking up the Pennsylvania case again and potentially throwing out any ballots that arrive within the 3 days after the voting ends on November 3rd. In the North Carolina case, the court upheld a lower court ruling letting the State Board of Elections extend the counting deadline by 9 days as long as those ballots were postmarked by Election Day. Newly confirmed Justice Amy Coney Barrett, who took the oath of office on Tuesday, did not participate in these decisions, but she didn't recuse herself either, as some outlets are reporting. Instead, she declined to participate, saying she didn't have enough time to get up to speed on those cases. Despite Trump's constant claims that we've rounded the curve on COVID, cases continue rising. Officials in Colorado, Idaho, Massachusetts, and Texas are imposing new restrictions on schools, businesses, and social gatherings. Rhode Island Governor Gina Raimondo said at a weekly briefing on Wednesday that she would be announcing new restrictions on Friday, saying, quote, "We're in a bad place. It's more than a wake-up call, really, for every single one of us to ask ourselves, what am I going to do differently?" One forecast published on Wednesday by the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia warned that the virus is spreading at exponential rates across at least half of the states, and that Hawaii is the only state that will not see a rise in hospitalizations during the next 4 weeks. David Rubin, director of the hospital's policy lab, said, quote, "Exponential growth is like what we saw in March and April, and we're now seeing that in half of the states in the country. This is like a tidal wave." And it's not only here. The pandemic is also surging again in Europe. France and Germany have both announced new 4-week partial lockdowns to curb the spread. In France, people will need a certificate to move around, and non-essential businesses, restaurants, and bars will be closed. German restaurants and bars and clubs will also be closed in order to, as Angela Merkel said, avoid a national health emergency as new daily cases hit a record high. The Czech Republic now has the highest new infection rate and COVID-19 death rate in the EU. Meanwhile, Mexico's death toll has surpassed 90,000. India's case total has surged past 8 million. Only the United States has had more cases with 8.8 million. And now this. Just as hospitals are hitting crisis mode where they're over capacity, when our healthcare system is going to be challenged like never before, the FBI warned on Wednesday that the U.S. healthcare system is about to be hit with a series of powerful cyber attacks. The Bureau announcing in a press conference that agents had received, quote, "credible information of an increased and imminent cybercrime threat to U.S. hospitals and healthcare providers." The strain of malware that agents and researchers are currently tracking is known as Ryuk, and it is ransomware. Experts say the attacks have already affected 5 hospitals this week, including 3 in New York and Oregon, and again, they're warning that more attacks are coming. Donald Trump continues to mistakenly equate the economy with the stock market, but stocks dropped sharply on Tuesday and even further on Wednesday as the Dow plummeted 943 points and is down nearly 9% since September 2nd. The sell-off, which began 2 weeks ago and intensified on Monday, has been triggered by a surge in coronavirus cases and the fact that the White House and Democrats are still at an impasse over relief talks. Lordy, there are more tapes. Courtesy of Bob Woodward. This time we hear Trump's son-in-law and senior advisor Jared Kushner bragging back in April that the president was cutting out scientists and
getting the country back from the doctors, right? In the sense that what he now did was, you know, he's going to own the open up. There were 3 phases. There was the panic phase, the pain phase, and then the comeback phase. That doesn't mean there's not still a lot of pain and there won't be pain for a while. But that basically was, we've now put out rules to get back to work. Trump's now back in charge. It's not the doctors. They've kind of, we have like a negotiated settlement.
Really? At that time, we were confirming about 30,000 new coronavirus cases each day, less than half the rate in the current surge. Oh, and Kushner also had this to say about the Republican Party.
What Trump's been able to do is, I say he's basically did a full hostile takeover of the Republican Party, and I don't think it's even as much about the issues. I think it's about the attitude.
So Zeta hit Louisiana as a Category 2 hurricane on Wednesday, leaving millions of people on the Gulf Coast without power, causing at least two deaths. It's since weakened to a tropical storm, but it will likely stay pretty strong as it travels over the southeast. Zeta is the 27th storm of the Atlantic hurricane season, one shy of tying the record for the most storms in a season, which doesn't officially end until November 30th. So, anonymous is anonymous no longer. We now know that it was Miles Taylor, former Department of Homeland Security Chief of Staff, who on Wednesday revealed that he was the previously unnamed Trump administration official who wrote that 2018 New York Times op-ed describing an internal resistance to Trump. He later anonymously published a book called A Warning. On Wednesday, Taylor defended his decision to conceal his identity for so long and urged other Trump administration officials to speak out. Taylor's now on the payroll of CNN as a contributor. And on Wednesday night, Chris Cuomo called him out.
You lied to us, Miles. You were asked in August if you were anonymous here on CNN with Anderson Cooper, and you said no. But you know what the problem is with having lied is that now you are a liar, and people will be slow to believe you when you lied about something as important as whether or not you wanted to own this. I got to.
And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.